Well, there was no way during Distracted Driving Awareness Month we couldn't check in with my favorite DMV commissioner. Tony Guerrera joins us back on the show. Hey, Commissioner, how are you?
Hey, Melissa, how are you?
You know, I can't complain. Thank you so much for asking. Talk to us a little bit. I would think the DMV is so on top. Well, all, every month of the year, but especially April.
Yeah, April is a big month, Melissa, and thank you for having me on because, you know, it's stations like yourself that keep pushing our agenda and letting people know what we're all about and really trying to help save lives and prevent accidents from happening out there. But especially April and the prom season, Melissa, people driving,
yes,
so many distractions out there. That's why we're out there and trying to beat the drum to say that please be aware. It's springtime, you know, people got their windows rolled down, they love the warm weather, and we just want to make sure that, you know, let's not lose focus here, that we're still got to be cautious when we're driving.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and talk to us from your perspective, Commissioner. One of the biggest challenges, I know when we talk to the Department of Transportation, one of the biggest challenges we face is obviously the phone. And just the media in general, that they can you could stream shows while you're driving, obviously talking, texting, social media. Talk to us about how I would think this has become a bigger and bigger issue in recent years, and how do you address it with the next generation of drivers?
Yeah, very good question, Melissa. I mean, it is crazy right now, the amount of technology that people are seeing in their phones, and Melissa, even in your vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
With those screens that are up, that basically you can put some type of fire stick inside there and you can download a movie while you're driving and watch it. And I think that we're really going to have to work with our federal delegation on car manufacturers. How do we make sure that we stop this from happening, that when you get into a vehicle, it automatically cuts the phone off while you put it into drive? We need that type of technology to really make it safe for people out there.
And also, Tony, something that I have noticed about myself, and I have no problem throwing myself under the bus, but, you know, if I'm answering a phone call when I'm driving, for example, I've kind of stopped doing that, even though it's connected to my car. Because I understand the cars have made it, you know, as you get newer, and it's not like I have a new car, I have a 2015, but, you know, the technology is so advanced that you're able to take phone calls, for example, or even have, you know, text messages read out loud to you. But I've missed a turn here and there because I'm so just even mentally, subconsciously not thinking because I'm focused on the conversation I'm having. So I'm a safe driver, but I'll miss something. And my son in the back seat, who's now 7 years ago, would be like, "Ma, we're gonna be late. You missed that," or like, "Ma, get off the phone with Nona. Like, you got, you know, whatever." And it became very clear that even though no, I don't text and drive, or no, I would never, you know, watch a show while I'm driving, or do any of those things. Even the technology that the automobiles can probably give to you is still a form of distraction. And I don't know if we've even realized that.
Melissa, you're so right. It's I'm laughing a little bit. Were you talking to your father when your son said no, no?
Nona, my mother, Nona. Yeah, we're Italian, so yes, yeah, yeah. And I talk to my mom 7,000 times a day. So, and he's always in the backseat, like, "Oh, that's Nona again." But yeah, I just will never forget. I would take phone calls from my mom. I'd pick him up from school. Kindergarten was really when it became apparent, and he would be like, "Ma, like, can't you call Nona when we get to wherever we're getting, like, you know, swim lesson, whatever it was?" He's like, "Because we're going to be late." And,
sure,
and, you know, so obviously I feel bad, right? I feel like I'm a crappy parent. But then on top of it, I think to myself, what is he going to do by the time he starts driving? Is he going to pick up on what I don't think are horrible habits, but how do those habits become even worse by the time he drives?
Exactly. Because, you know, you're a role model for your children, right? And if they see you doing it, then they don't think it's that bad. But to your point, Melissa, it is a absolute, it takes you away from where you're going from point A to point B, and no one can tell me anything different, Melissa, because I even noticed that you could have a Bluetooth and you receive a phone call, all right? I've seen myself where I'm should be driving at 40 miles an hour. For some reason, I'm dropping now to 25 miles an hour.
Right.
And why am I doing that? Because I'm distracted because I'm having a conversation on the phone and you're not paying attention to what the speed limit is. So those are distractions. Even though you're going through a Bluetooth mechanism, the distraction is real and it has consequences with it.
We are chatting with Commissioner Tony Guerrera from the Department of Motor Vehicles. And we were just talking about Distracted Driving Awareness Month. Is it also Donate Life Month?
Yes, it is, Melissa. It is Donate Life Month. We have a big walk that's scheduled for April 26th. I think it's a couple weeks from now or next weekend. And Donate for Life is a great organization. What it does, Melissa, is that we partner with them. All right, and we allow people when they come in to renew their license that they want to be an organ donor. You know what I'm saying? You check the box, and, you know, it's a great thing because we can connect with so many people through your license that are helping individuals that need some type of organ to live.
Hmm. I've always been curious about that because it's so true. You know, as a kid, I remember that is one of the It was such an intimidating question when I was 16, and it was like, do you want to be an organ donor? And, you know, I was 16, I was a baby. And so I remember saying no at first because I thought, I don't want to be in pain, which is so dumb, right? Because, you know, we're thinking as a, but it was interesting because when I went home later that night, even my parents were like, I don't know. I don't know if I can visually think about my kids going through it. But as we got older, or I should say I'm one of five kids. So by the time you got to kid four or five, my parents totally changed their minds on it because you realize the need is so great. I mean, and I think it's great that the DMV recognizes this and has for years always, I mean, for a long time, has always, you know, partnered in this effort to have some kind of indication that you would allow it. I mean, I have seen just in the 15 years I've been a journalist, Tony, how many times that little heart on your license has, I mean, has changed lives. I mean, I could go into detail, and I'm sure you could as well, with, you know, a horrible, horrible tragedy for a family, but it was a young person, for example, and they gave life to a father of three, or they gave life to, you know, somebody else. It's
absolutely
insane. It's amazing. It's and it almost lets them live on, actually. It's unbelievable, really.
It really is, Melissa. And, you know, I've been to a couple of press conferences where they've had family members that were organ donors and recipients of organ donors. And it's what an incredible scene in the movement from both sides, Melissa. You're absolutely right, because they see that they have moved on and were able to give life to somebody else. And, you know, and the family members are so happy to see that. And they become, there's a bond there. Believe it or not, there's a bond. And it's just a beautiful thing. It really is.
How simple is it to switch that? You know, if you don't have it on your license right now and you wanted to add it, I mean, is that as simple as just reissuing a license, or how does that work?
Yeah, that's all we got to do is come in. We have to reissue a license. Unfortunately, there's going to be a payment for that. Do you know what I'm saying? That's why we always try to do it when you're renewing your license. You know, we go over the questions with you, our agents, and it's on. Obviously, you can also renew online. That was the governor's big agenda. And, you know, we're lucky that we have a governor and administration that really saw the future of the DMV and is putting so much effort to make sure that the customers and the constituents in the state of Connecticut have the accessibility to the DMV. But, yeah, just come on in and we'll do it. And hopefully you'll be a donor.
Yeah, it really is a big deal. I was just quickly pulling up statistics, and this is as of the end of 2025. So obviously they don't have 26 numbers just yet. But according to U.S. statistics, more than 103,000 people, that's men, women, and children, are currently on the national transplant waiting list.
Right.
You know, and so again, it is something that, you know, in what I have heard from families who have gone through that kind of a horrific tragedy is that it is actually one of the most comforting things in the world, both because you know you're you know, the person that you love, no matter if it's a kid, if it's an adult, whatever it may be. Right?
You're absolutely right. And, you know, next Sunday is the Donate Life Walk here in the Hartford area. And they have recipients who received organ donors. And just the communication and what they say is so moving that I never miss it. I've been going it now since I've been a deputy commissioner, as a commissioner, and I'm going to keep going after, you know, I'm not doing this anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Tony, I'm a ding dong. I totally forgot to ask you, as we're talking about licenses and things like that, really quick, going back to distracted driving, I totally forgot to talk about the different envelope programs, the blue, green, and the yellow. I blanked on that. My bad. Do you mind recapping that real quick?
Absolutely, Melissa. You're never bad. You're always good.
Oh, thanks.
but it is, you know, again, what a beautiful thing this is, Melissa, is that we have a blue, a green, and a yellow envelope, all right? And the blue is designated to assist drivers with, you know, autism spectrum disorder. The green envelope is designed to assist drivers who are deaf or hard of hearing. And the yellow envelopes are created, you know, to empower safe interactions, obviously, with individuals with cognitive impairments or physical disabilities. So you're probably asking, I don't understand what this envelope means. Okay, so, all right, you have a blue envelope that you may have a son or daughter yourself that may have be on the autism spectrum disorder. What we find is that when police officers pull somebody over, right, and they may be acting a little bit different, is that now the police know when that driver hands them over a blue envelope, they kind of understand who they're dealing with right now, all right? So it might be a different, you know, when I say a different tone, but understanding why maybe they're not, the interaction isn't going quite the way they want, they thought it was going to go. And it's a great thing because, Melissa, I don't care who you are, all right, but even people like you and I, Melissa, that get pulled over by the police, we're nervous, right? Mm-hmm. I'm nervous when all of a sudden if I should get pulled over. And I can't imagine anybody else that might have some, you know, disorders or whatever it may be.
Yeah.
But to be comfort to know that when an officer sees something, that they handle it with a little more care.
Mm-hmm. So the envelope programs, which are great, is that something that a municipality has to request, or is that something, like, how does that work to have this? Or if you have a family, for example, listening right now, and they say, yes, I have somebody on the autism spectrum, I want to get the blue envelope, where would they get that?
They would get that. They come to the DMV. They can get them here. Sometimes they even have them at your local police stations. All right. You could ask for them. But again, come to your local DMV, ask for an envelope, and we'll be more than glad to give it to you.
Well, we really appreciate Commissioner Tony Guerrera and all that you and your team, what you do for the DMV. And we will actually put a link to your website on ours, voiceofct.com. And I'm seeing you soon, I think.
Yes.
I think I'm seeing
Absolutely.
You soon to judge that video contest.
Yes.
Yay.
I'm looking forward to it.
I'm very excited. Yes, I'm very, very excited. And I thank you always for giving us the time here on WACC.
No, thank you, Melissa, for bringing this to the forefront.
Not a problem. We appreciate you.